My voice is on a little hoarse this morning. I was watching a football game last night. Came down to the last play and they lost. So anyway, not only my voice is affected, I'm in a bad mood. So we'll get to the good news here in a moment, but before a football game or any sporting event, they have to stretch. And when I was a kid, that was the thing I just didn't like to do. I mean, I'm not very flexible, so I suppose stretching was painful. I can't touch my toes. I haven't touched them in many years. And then, of course, it was just like, well, what's the point of it? I could never understand, why do we have to stretch? Why do we have to go through all these calisthenics? And then one year I was in an aerobics class. I was the only guy in that class. I'll tell you about that some other time. But it was the best year of basketball I ever had, because flexibility is good on a lot of different levels. I saw a spiritual book with the title, Stretched for Greater Glory. And that's the whole point of why God allows us to go through difficult things. He's stretching us, and we don't like it. And yet, we're destined for great things. We can easily start to pout and complain. If you've been watching The Chosen, toward the end of the third season, I won't spoil it, but Peter is pouting a lot about how hard his life is. And he and his wife, things aren't going their way. Their marriage and their family, the things that they had planned, it's just not working out. And Peter's really angry with Jesus. And he finally has it out with him. He said, Jesus, you help everybody else, all these strangers. You heal them and you answer their prayers, but what about me? And Jesus says something so beautiful. He says, Peter, I have such great things in store for you. In other words, I need to prepare you. I have to stretch you. You're going to have to go through different things because you're on a different path. I want you to be a rock. I want you to be a pope. I want you to be a great shepherd. And for that, I need you to be humble. I need you to suffer. I need you to be courageous and brave. I need you to accept the cross in all of its mystery. Stretch for greater glory. Honestly, if we're looking at things about God, his ways are not our ways, and sometimes we just don't like his ways. I mean, this gospel, like, you work all day and you all get the same pay, I wouldn't like that one bit. I've been here laboring, and then sometimes we're quick to judge and make comparisons, so we listen to that gospel, we think, well, yeah, does that mean like the people that never show up at Mass that they'll be saved? What about the people who only come on Christmas or Easter, or those who, well, when it's convenient? And those that come, no matter what, they never miss. It's so important to them that they want to be here. Well, we're not the judge. That's one thing that God reserves to himself. Which one are you? Which one am I? I remember this guy, he said that he was going to daily Mass, and he said how it started. He was going to Sunday Mass, and then, well, he just decided he'd go one time during the week. It's a shorter Mass, and the priest gives shorter homilies. You should try it out sometime. Anyway, it's not going to happen here this morning. But he said he thought, well, he did that for a while. He thought, I guess I could go another day. I got the time. Why not? And then he was going a third day, and he said, well, as long as I'm coming 3 days a week, may as well make it a clean sweep. I'll do it all. And pretty soon he found that there's something beautiful about working in God's vineyard. It's not an onerous task. It's not a punishment. We come here to praise God, and because we believe that our prayers are efficacious. They make a difference in this world, and not only for us, but for a lot of other people. If we only came for ourselves, we'd give up. But we're here for a lot of other people, and maybe some of them won't ever come. But we love them, and we pray for them, and we believe that God has a plan for them. And so, to be stretched, to go through difficult things, it's not something that we enjoy, but it's something that's good for us. We do have a tendency, by the way, poor God, he's got a difficult job running the universe. We have a tendency to judge the people that are above us. You ever judge your boss or the leaders? Or when priests get together, we talk about our bishop in very praiseworthy ways. Now, we start to criticize and we complain because that's a human tendency, except when we pray first. We do these evenings of recollection, so we have a holy hour. And by the time we've gotten done praying, if we have anything to say about the bishop, it's to say he's got a tough job. We should pray for him. We shouldn't judge him. We don't know the burdens that he bears. If you find yourself judging people, especially your boss or somebody above you, well, that's a time that God is inviting you to come closer, to let him transform your heart. because we have such a quick way of thinking that we see and we don't, and making snap decisions that actually narrow our hearts and damage our ability to love. God's ways are not our ways, and he tells us this early and often. And we go through many things in life, and because of that football game last night, I can't remember what I was going to say next, but stretch for greater glory. Oh yeah, I brought an illustration. Being stretched is not easy. I got, Melissa, you want to hear, you hold this. This is a rubber band, and I just hold that. Don't let go, whatever, okay? So I'm going to just, hold on, huh? You look like you don't trust me. Being stretched is hard for us. You and I are going to go through things that we could never imagine. Temptations that we didn't think we could succumb to, but we did. Sins that we regret and we can't put them behind us, even though we know God has forgiven. Old hurts and wounds that sometimes people bump into and we take it out on them. God, I don't like your ways. I don't like the way you run this universe. I don't like the way that you haven't saved my family, my friends, that you haven't helped me in the way that I needed to be helped. God's ways are a mystery. And in the end, it's about trust. And that's a work in progress. One snapshot, and this is the old cliche story about what God is up to. The little boy on the seashore, right? And all the high tide washes in the starfish, and then the tide goes out, and there are thousands, maybe millions of starfish that are left there. They can't live very long outside that ocean water. And the little boy is picking them up one at a time and laying them back in the ocean. And at this point, an old man comes along, and he's watching this boy. And after a few minutes, he says, "Listen, kid, you can't, there's no way. You can't save them all. There are way too many. You're not going to make any difference here." And the little boy thought about it, and he reached down and he picked up one starfish and laid it in the ocean. He said, "Mister, it made a difference for that one." God works slow, one heart at a time. Lots of people fall away, and in a way that's understandable. It could happen to you or me too, because we're fragile. We carry treasures in earthen vessels. It's really not a mystery that people fall away. The mystery is that people stay. That you're here this morning is a gift. It's a miracle. It's a great blessing, never to take that for granted. Because like all those that were called closer, why do you stand here idle all day? Because no one invited us. Nobody asked us. Well, let's you and I be the one that puts in a full day's work. Let's show up day after day, year after year. Because God gave us everything, every grace, every blessing, every gift we needed. And by his glory, we're called to look and learn and live in this vineyard, to be co-workers with Christ.